whatsoever is of good report. We shall continue. Whatsoever is of good report, whatsoever is praiseworthy, whatsoever is commendable. It literally means good speaking, fair speaking, decent speaking, whatever is well spoken of by God. There is another boundary, for there are some things which have no express evil in them, but they are not of good fame, generally condemned by the wise and the sober. Now, a Christian is to look to his conscience, because there is the honor of God and the credit of his profession there is concerned. But he must avoid those things which have an appearance of evil. So whatever be of good report must not have an appearance of evil. God bids us to see and understand, to know and to be protected. And the rather, because they are not over tender of their conscience, who are lavish in their name. Indeed, a Christian is not to hunt after the applause of men, yet he is to do his duty so that the holy profession is not blamed or ill spoken of for his sake. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:8, "Then we rightly contempt the applause of men when we do nothing ill to gain it, and then we rightly desire it when we do nothing ill to forfeit it. It is to be contemned if we must do evil to gain it." So here it tells us what we ought to do, not to seek the applause of men. So John says in his ministry, "Christ must increase and I must decrease. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers, yet true." And so you see here that there are in the work of the ministry, there's the work of the life of the Christian, we face these things. But here, the Lord says to us that we are to seek to have in ourselves a good name, as it were. Not for ourselves, but for the glory of God. This is what is being given here. We rightly contemn the applause of men when we do nothing ill to gain it. We don't want to do anything that would cause us to become prideful because of the applause of men. But rather, glory must always be given to God, because when we shift that focus upon God to ourselves, that's where we begin to fall. And that's why we said that sin did not come in earth when the serpent tempted Adam and Eve, but sin came in heaven when Lucifer, the archangel, with five sinful thoughts, fell. He exalted himself above God. So the oldest sin, the greatest sin, is a sin of pride. And may we be shielded from it, of good report, in the sense that Christ be always glorified in whatever that we do. Be content with the glory that cometh of God only, else we do not believe in Christ. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Indeed, we do all things. Do you do serve because you want to be seen and known for who you are? Well, that's a terrible way to serve. But if you want to serve because it will bring honor and glory to your Heavenly Father, then that is the right motive to serve. How important it is that we know it, that we understand it. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seeketh not the honor that cometh from God only? Right? We try to honor one another, uplift one another. All these are but empty. But seek the honor and glory of God, having your conversation honest among Gentiles, that whereas they speak evil against you as evildoers, that they may by your good works, which shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. We are to stop the mouth of iniquity, to put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, not justly to cause our names to stink and be unsavory, but to live down the reproaches of the world as much as it lieth in us, to bring holy ways of God to do request. And so here says that they may by your good works glorify God in the day of visitation, of good report. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles. Make sure we watch our conversation. So, you know, in the work life, how do you keep yourself close to God? You find that oftentimes not many believers around. But if there are one or two around, it would be a good thing that you would gather together to read a passage of devotion and to pray together. Well, that's a testimony that I share with you. I had the good privilege of another Christian brethren in the workplace. And so we are able to gather every Monday morning to pray. And so we would write down a list of all the challenges that we have. Oftentimes we say, wow, the sky is falling down. So tough. So we write down. And we read a passage of devotion. And we seek the Lord to solve all the problems. And next week, we write a thanksgiving. Soft. Well, if it's not soft, we wait upon the Lord. How important it is that we would learn to have a honest conversation. So 7th month, would you join in 7th month celebration? I said, I'm making a collection for 7th month. Will you join in? I said, no, I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I will not participate. You can go about your 7th month celebration. Well, they understand. You be a Daniel. Set a purpose in your heart and do what you ought to do. Make sure you watch your conversation, your life, your testimony, especially among unbelievers, that it is honest. Right? According to your profession. Right? If you are a believer, then behave like one. Live like one. You will not be charged for being one. Because that's who you are in the Lord. The word simply means good, of a sound moral disposition, good, noble, praiseworthy, blameless, a quality of freedom from defects, beautiful, exemplary of your profession as a heavenly citizen. Peter is telling us that we are witnesses for God. The unbelievers watch us, the way we talk, the way we act, and they form conclusions of who Christians are. Any ungodliness will certainly mar the name of God, which we must be careful to watch. And so, here, when Paul tells us concerning these things, these are things that we are to observe. These are things that we are to watch for. That whereas they speak against you as evil doers, that they may, by your good works, which they behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. The day of visitation is a day of God's visitation, God coming in judgment or blessing. A day of reckoning when we have to give an account for how we live our lives. Reward or loss of rewards. When Jesus returns, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. By our submission to his authority, we glorify him, setting ourselves as a witness to the lost. The authority of Christ to live a holy life, pure, lovely, of good report. And so here, Peter tells us, live that blameless life. Blameless life. That your conscience will not rebuke you, you know. Your conscience will not rebuke you. Of good report. Whatsoever which is of good report. Jesus tells us in the parable of the sheep and the goats in Matthew 25, what are these good works? Matthew 25, verse 35 to 36 says, for I was an hungered, and he gave me meat. I was thirsty, and he gave me drink. I was a stranger, and he took me in. Naked, and he clothed me. I was sick, and he visited me. I was in prison, and he came to me. You will notice how the Lord assesses the true believers by their disposition or attitude. In other words, by their life. The presence of spiritual fruit is evidence of true faith. The true believer shows mercy and compassion, like our Lord himself, humble to reach out to those in need. These are the good works that truly exemplifies the Christian. We do all for the glory of God and for the good of God's kingdom as good subjects of the heavenly King. That is, whatsoever is truly reputable in the world at large. There are actions which all men agree in commending and which in all ages and countries are regarded as virtues, courtesy, urbanity, kindness, respect for parents, purity between brothers and sisters. Among those virtues, and the Christian should be a pattern, an example in them all. His usefulness depends much more on the cultivation of these virtues than is commonly supposed. So here, when we say think on these things, we are saying that you think, but do not stop there. But think and think through and imbibe them. Learn and change. Seek the Lord to grant you the grace. And you'd find that as you meditate upon the things which are lovely, the things which are of good report, the things which are pure, the things which are just, the things which are truthful. You'd find that there will be indeed a change that will come slowly, albeit, but it will surely come. For the life that is within us cannot contain itself. The light will shine out. It's inevitable. And so here we said, of good report, whatever is in a tendency to maintain a good name, not to court vainglory or popular applause. Paul says in Galatians 1 verse 10, for do I now persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? For if I please men, I shall not be a servant of Christ. In other words, you begin with the truth and you will not compromise the truth. But you seek to please God and you seek the things that are just, the things that are pure, the things that are lovely, the things that are honest, the things that are of good report. But that which may be for the honor of Christ and the reputation of the gospel among the Gentiles. So we are to be witnesses for the Lord. But how can we be witnesses, influencers? Well, God must change us. We must be transformed. And it begins with the mind, with understanding the ways of God, the things of God. Let every man, every one of us, please his neighbor for his good to edification. To edification means to build up, to build up, to build up. Luke 16 verse 15, our Lord says, otherwise we must pass through evil as well as good report. He said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Make sure that our religion is true, sincere, honest, of the Spirit. By honor, by dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. May God help us. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy grace. Strengthen us by Thy Holy Spirit. Teach us to do Thy holy will and strengthen us to follow Thee, walk with Thee, and that we may put on the Lord Jesus Christ, that which is lovely, that which is of good report. Lord, teach us to think on these things. This I pray with thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.